Hi, this is Margate, and I'm inviting you to join me on this guided meditation, which I'm calling Timeless Relaxation. And as a way of beginning the meditation, I invite you to get comfortable in whatever chair you're sitting in, or couch, or reclined surface, whatever you're in, allowing yourself to give your entire weight of your body to whatever it is that's holding you up. And with some deep breaths of inhale and exhale, as you exhale, allowing yourself to really surrender your weight to what you're sitting or lying on. And if you can relax whatever tensions you're aware of in your body, with each exhale, softening and relaxing as much as you're able. There's no need to force anything. And as you relax into your breathing, perhaps giving yourself the invitation to not do anything. There's nothing to do. I will be saying some words to guide your attention, but the invitation is for this to be as effortless as possible so that the experience of relaxation can deepen for you. We'll begin by noticing your body. As you relax, allow your attention to notice what it's like to be you in your body, what it's like to be you in your feet and your legs, your torso, your arms, shoulders, neck, head, face. And there's nothing to do, nothing to change or fix, just noticing what it's like to be you, what your body feels like, the interior of your experience, and relaxing your awareness and softening it to include noticing if there's emotion. And whatever's there, just letting it be the way it is. Again, nothing to do, just noticing. Any emotions or sensations? And thoughts? There's no need to try to stop thinking. That's a pretty hard thing to do, actually. And instead, just relaxing and allowing your attention to include things beyond the thoughts, like your body, your sensations, the sound of my voice, the feel of the air against your skin, temperature. And maybe not just the sound of my voice, but the entire field of sound. And if you have the capacity to be attuned to more subtle dimensions of your experience, feel free to notice what your energetic field feels like. Or just whatever a more subtle sense of yourself feels like. And including in your awareness now, softening and opening it further to a subtle sense of the whole space around you, whatever room that you're in. You might even be outside. But opening the awareness to not only notice what it's like to be you in your body and the subtle dimensions of you, but also the space around you, allowing the subtle sensations to bleed into the external world. And as you soften and relax and open your awareness, relaxing your attention to include more and more of what you perceive, allowing yourself to perceive as much as you can. Just noticing the full spectrum of your perceived experience, interior and exterior. And maybe, no right or wrong, but if you are noticing that softened, relaxed awareness, and maybe even notice the spaciousness that's here. Or another word might be stillness or silence. Whatever word works for you that points to the very subtle dimension of your experience that's holding the totality of it, the awareness or spaciousness or stillness in which everything is being perceived. And allowing the perception to also include and imagine beyond the immediate environment, feeling into the space that's beyond you, above and below you, behind and in front of you, and to your left and right, all the way around, just allowing yourself to sense into the space beyond the immediate perceived fields. Maybe even allowing your imagination to know that on the most molecular level, the space between atoms and subparticles, there's way, way more space than matter. If that's helpful, it may not be. Just an invitation to notice the permeation of space and stillness, even as you allow yourself, your attention to be really wide and soft and relaxed, so that it can perceive as much of this moment as you possibly can. Effortlessly, not straining to perceive, but just relaxing into the perception of your entire experience in this moment. And as you allow yourself to apprehend this moment and all the textures and senses and sounds and subtle experiences of it, see if you can notice where the moment begins or where the moment ends. allowing yourself to notice the paradox. That while there is no defined beginning or end to this moment, it still is right here, right now. And you're in it, and it's in you. That in this one moment, life is happening. This is where life takes place. Right here, right now, as you, in a very relaxed way, allow yourself to notice the totality of your experience in this moment. And if you feel moved, I invite you to maybe consider, what is this thing we call the past? What is the past actually right now in your experience in this moment? And what is the future? This thing we call the future. How do you experience that in this moment right now? Again, this is nothing to try to figure out with your mind. It's more of an invitation to simply notice. Let the question guide your attention into noticing. Almost like looking with a flashlight, rather than figuring out. So as you explore what is meant by past and future, and how that relates to right now, I invite you to consider the possibility that the past is really primarily memories, which is a form of thought. And that the future is primarily imagination, another form of thought. So, what is here that's beyond thought? Who and what are you without thought? What is here right now in your direct immediate experience? What if thought actually had not a whole lot to do with this immediate moment? Not particularly relevant. Maybe. And if that's so, what is it like? What if you could completely relax and surrender and turn your awareness over to everything that you can perceive right now, right here? Again, no right or wrong way of doing it. Wherever you are right now is just fine. And just allowing yourself to relax completely into this where you are right now-ness, with everything around you as it is. Relaxing into the totality of your perceived experience, both inside and outside of yourself. Nothing to do. Allowing your nervous system to register the stillness, the spaciousness, the silence that permeates this one moment, this right nowness. Let your cells, if you can, if this feels right for you to do, let your cells drink in the stillness. Nothing to do. Just relaxing and drinking in at the deepest level that you're able, and cellularly, if you can. Just drinking in what it feels like to just relax completely into this moment, to the complete, total fullness of what you can perceive and the space that's beyond perception. Allowing yourself to relax into life, the totality of it, including yourself. And allowing life to saturate you. Let the totality of your experience just saturate in you. Nothing to do, nowhere to go. Just relaxing and steeping in this timeless moment that moves. Steeping in this moment, this one moment, the only moment, which lasts your entire lifetime. Nothing to do, nothing to fix, nothing to change. Just relaxing into the totality of this, here, now, and being all of it. This unique point of view into the universe that you are. And if you feel moved and this resonates for you, if not, that's fine. But if it does, I invite you to explore the possibility of perhaps feeling appreciation for this miracle of being alive and knowing it. Relaxing into this timeless moment that you are, and the wonder of this life that that you are, this being that you are. If you feel moved to take another step in this direction, maybe even inviting the possibility of loving it. What if you loved being this moment that you are, this body, this galaxy, this whole entire field of perception that you are, the whole world arising within your field of perception? What if you loved the whole thing? Allowing the awe and the wonder and the miracle of it inspire love and gratitude. If that doesn't arise for you, that's fine. It's just a possibility. The main thing is just resting and relaxing in this timeless moment of being you, being lived. I want to thank you for taking this journey. And maybe you might want to thank yourself even more for giving yourself this experience or recognition, slowing down enough to letting your nervous system relax into the completeness that's available to you in every moment. I wish you well on your journey, wherever it takes you. I trust that it's perfect.